Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Mission Possible. And Hastings Family Service is here to tell us about all the great things going on. We want to welcome Amy Sutton. She is the executive director. Amy, how the heck are you? I know this is just a busy time of year.
Racing around. Oh, it's such a good time of year, though.
You know, it is.
I feel like we run on adrenaline because there's so many good things happening.
I know. First of all, though, can I say I heard you made a professional singing debut? Tell me about that. Good gravy.
Well, actually, Pete let me sing with him last year, too, but
Pete
wasn't officially on the program for the Give Thanks
tell
concert.
Me more.
But that means this year I actually was in the program with Pete. So we
what
sang
did
Beautiful
sing?
Savior together.
Oh, so you came out of the box with something very serious. I would have, think of Pete Likes, I think something up-tempo and laughy.
Next year is going to be like a little Holiday in
Santa
Your Heart or
baby
something. Santa
Baby.
You know, no. Here's the funny, well, although part about the whole thing is that
anything having to do
sing.
with Pete Likes is
all
the funny part.
All kinds of fun.
Love him.
And you know what? $780 raised that afternoon, right?
For fun,
and
I
it
know.
Was so fun.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, honestly, I have more of a country music singing voice, so
this is exciting.
Church voice stuff is a little different for
me.
Oh, a
country singing voice. Interesting.
I grew up in a family where you had to like country music or you couldn't be part of the family,
sort of.
Yeah. So, I actually have an aunt who backed up Loretta Lynn for a little while.
Okay.
So, my mom's sister. So, it's a
trivia.
Singing family.
It is. This is trivia.
But I'm not the talent of the family, I'll tell you. But I like to have fun.
So, again, I know that you're recapping all the great things that have been going on. So, that was a huge success, Give Thanks concert. And it's such a nice tradition. And it comes out of the blue at the most perfect time of year.
I was just going to say, what I really love about it is it's such a great way to sort of just kick off the holiday season. And what better way just before Thanksgiving, which is all about gratitude anyway. So it was really a fun way to do that, and I love that.
And is there a more joy-filled singer than Pete Likes?
There is not.
No.
No.
There is not.
And the whole crew there is just like all the people, Randy and the Kimises, and they just do such a great job.
So fun.
They just do a great job.
Well, good. So congrats to you. I hope that's on YouTube or something that we could... And I know you're hoping it's not.
Well, you let me know what you find.
Oh, I'm going to Google later, my friend.
But yeah, that started out really, I mean, in November, it was just the most incredible month because we came off of, I know we weren't here in November, so October, the Halloween, NHS Halloween, they raised, along with the Downtown Business Association Halloween event, a little over 7,000 pounds of food came in that weekend.
That's impactful, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, right? And it comes at a time of year where the need is always a little bit higher, you know, as people are preparing for the holidays and getting through, you know, kind of that end of school year. You know, like kids are getting rambunctious at this time of the year, ready to be off for
Christmas
some holidays.
Break, yeah.
And yeah. And so we see a lot of people at this time of the year. It's been so amazing. I mean, we had Culver's fundraisers for both Gobblegate and Hastings Family Service. The whole month of October, we did meat raffles for Gobblegate at DeGarrell's. Was amazing.
Meat raffles are a panic.
Right, but they're so fun. I mean, they really are fun. So, but I got to tell you, the people did not like it when I was the wheel turner because I just could not slow that thing down. And it would go and go. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Someday we're going to know who wins this.
Kind of like when they ask you your age when you're filling out a form online, you have to spin that wheel.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yep. We had Give to the Max Day.
Oh,
which,
yes.
So kind of that last 2 weeks in November is so impactful for us because as a nonprofit organization like many, we operate at a deficit part of the year. Like most of our funding comes in November, December, and then in Minnesota Food Share, March, April. And so we had a record Give to the Max Day. We had...
For people that don't know what Give to the Max is, tell us, please.
Yeah. So Give to the Max Day is something sponsored by an organization called GiveMin. And it started 14 years ago. We've participated every year because it started about 2 months right after I came to Hastings Family Service. service. And what it started as and helped us with was we really didn't have an online giving option at that point.
Like many companies at that point.
Very small, didn't have it. And GiveMin came along and worked with the St. Paul Foundation, helped to fund those first couple of years. So there was no service fee at that time to be able to do an online gift, and it helped us really get that in place as a small nonprofit and help tons of nonprofits across the state. But they started this Give to the Max Day, which they call the Great Minnesota Give Together, and it's just one day a year. Organizations sign up to participate. This year in that event, $34 million was raised.
Oh my
and basically, goodness. I mean, they do an early giving option of scheduling, but really it's a 24-hour giving event.
It is 24 hours. It starts at midnight, right?
Right. It's a 24-hour giving event. $34 million was raised for over 6,000 nonprofits across the state. And for us, it was $78,500. And our goal was $45,000. Because I was worried. I know that people are struggling out there, right? The inflation impacts every single one of us. You know, when your grocery bill has gone up 30%, it certainly impacts the people we serve, but it impacts us too. And so the fact that people came out with such generosity, Kelly Carter did a beautiful job working on getting us some matching dollars. We got some through the Veterans Post One, and then we had a couple that provided a gift. InTech provided a little gift. And the Millers have this harvest party, and they provided that gift. And they did it all as a match for us so that we could use that for Give to the Max Day. And it just made a huge, huge difference. And the nice part now is it originally started as just an online giving event. But what people have realized is now there are fees associated with giving online. And we're happy to support GiveMin because they really helped us get started. But people who are giving gifts who don't want to do that can drop off a check or drop it off that day. And even those offline gifts then can be counted toward our Give to the Max Day totals now. And because we are raising our own matching dollars, we can match anything that comes in, whether it's online or offline. And so I think that also has helped us. You know, I think our online gifts that day were about $15,000, and everything else was just this amazing generosity walking through the door. We just had a path to Kelly's office where we were collecting the donations, and it's just the most amazing thing to see.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. So, and then to turn around the next week and have Gobblegate.
Oh.
And to have the most beautiful weather I think we've ever had at any Gobblegate. I think it was my 14th Gobblegate, too. It was spectacular. I mean, I didn't even have a coat on. It was amazing. And so we had 2,800 registrants, which means probably 3,500 people downtown because families come, right? Where you register a family, you might have a larger number. So just a great, great day for Gobblegate. So hoping to have the numbers in later this week. I know we're finishing up collecting a couple sponsorships and that type of thing, but it will easily be in the six figures again, which is, I mean, that is such a game changer. For a place like Hastings Family Service to have something like that happen every year for the past 25 years has completely changed the face of our agency because it has allowed us to expand programs and do things we wouldn't otherwise be able to do.
What percentage of your budget is $100,000, let's say?
Well, our cash budget at Hastings Family Service is just under $1 million. So
10%.
Yeah,
it's a big
I'd say
deal.
10 to 15% of our budget. It comes from Gobblegate. So it's a super important day for us, but I think my favorite part of it is just the community engagement. It's just everyone coming together to do good, and it is such a fun morning. And I don't have to cook Thanksgiving dinner, so which is really a bonus for me and the people who eat.
What else did you want to tell us, please? I know that you actually have a ton of upcoming events that you wanted to speak about. Again, people are coming out of the woodwork to do their own special thing to raise money for Hastings Family Service.
you know, what really makes this agency work is that everyone just figures out what they can do. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, we just had a gift of food come in from Regina and Benedictine, and we didn't even know they were doing a food drive, and it was hundreds of pounds of food. So those kinds of things are amazing. But there are also some planned things happening right now, like Merchants Bank's 10 Days of Giving goes from December 1st to December 10th. And that is all of the elementary schools do their drives. And then the winning school, they've actually Culver's has become a partner with Merchants in this. And so Culver's is providing ice cream to the students and lunch to the staff of the winning school this year. So that's pretty cool. So that'll be lots of food coming in the door for Hastings Family Service. And then Applebee's has been doing a fundraiser where they've had Santa at Applebee's both last Saturday and this Saturday on the 10th from 11 to 2. And so a percent of sales comes to Hastings Family Service. Of course, the Bremers are doing Santa on the Farm, which is just the coolest. If you have never gone out and gone through their display, you just have to. It's such a cool thing. And Riverblade is doing their Skate with Santa event this weekend. The Meesville Fire Department has a big event this weekend. And then, of course, the holiday train is going to be pulling in town Sunday night at 8 p.m. So
tell us about that, because that's something that has almost been every year, maybe missed a couple years. But
couple years during COVID, but the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train is actually, they make stops across the country.
Where does it start?
Oh, that's a good question.
Somewhere on the east, though.
Right. And if you look it up, I think there is a link on the city's Facebook page for the holiday train that kind of has their whole route.
Oh, wow.
But we're kind of at the tail end here. And then Cottage Grove is the day after us. And they have a very big event over there. I always love Hastings because you can get a lot closer. You can, you know, you're not going to have such a parking issue. You're going to be able to come and see it here. But they will be bringing a check for the food shelf at Hastings Family Service, and that's what they do at each stop, is they provide support to the local food shelf of that community. And in the past, that's been $4,500. So
where do they get their money?
That's a really good question too. I mean, Canadian Pacific Railroad is a corporation, so I suspect it's part of their corporate giving program.
But they jazz up a train with a ton of lights if people haven't seen it before.
And live music.
Live music. They open up one of their boxcars. Mm-hmm. Woo!
It is very cool.
Maybe they will play country music.
I think Kelly Prescott does do a little bit of country.
Excellent.
So I think
tell her you have experience in singing before crowds.
You know, this year I'm lucky. I get to go up and thank everyone for being there and accept the check, but I don't have to sing. I'm going to jingle a little. I wear jingle bells always during the holidays. I know my staff is like, oh, here comes Amy. I can't sneak up on anyone.
Here comes Amy.
So I'm really looking forward to that. And I'll be coming in hot because I have a daughter's choir concert out at SDSU that afternoon. So it's a 4-hour drive back. We'll be skidding into town.
Save me a spot, right?
Right?
Yeah.
So
for people that are interested in going to that, are there going to be any other festivities around that? Because sometimes they have kids' games or ahead of time. Have you heard?
We are not doing that this year.
Okay.
So it will just be the holiday train coming, and we have a Cub Scout troop that comes every year and collects the food for anyone who brings a donation. But really, when you think about it being at 8 o'clock at night, and we want, you know, I mean, it's such a cool thing for kids to see. So it really is scheduled to go from 8 to 8:45 and to be done, so that people don't have to be out in the cold for that long, and kids can get home and get tucked in.
I recommend wearing your jammies underneath your snowsuit.
Oh, such a good idea.
I know. I may be doing that now. I'm wearing my jammies underneath my...
I do have an elf onesie, but I'm not sure that... I'm not sure I should wear that up on the train. People will be like, who is leading this agency? But I do like to jingle through the holidays. So I have a couple elf costumes that get dusted off.
You like
your
costumes at Hastings Family Service.
We really do.
Yeah, that's unusual. Is that one of the qualifications for when you get hired? Do you ask that?
It's a really good... I think we should.
I think you should. How do you feel about dressing in costume?
Right. I'm going to add that right here.
Yeah.
Just let me write that down.
Hold on. I'll wait.
Okay.
So this is such a beautiful time of year, but I know also there's a couple other things going on you wanted to tell us.
Well, you know, the big thing is all these events are such a blessing to us. It's what they do, though, that is really the impactful. I wish I could take every single person who has ever donated or given their time or their talent to Hastings Family Service to show them the face of a family, of a parent who is so relieved to be walking out the door with something for their children for the holidays. You know, you have to look beyond the dollar and say, what does that do? And what it does is it provides these families moments of normalcy, moments with less stress. And I know that what I really enjoy at Christmas, and I'm really going to be excited because, you know, having a college kid for the first time to have her back home, but gathering around a Christmas tree and opening a couple of gifts.
Things we take for granted.
Having that meal together. And that is what Project Share is all about. And that is what all of these things make possible. I mean, even for Thanksgiving, we provided Thanksgiving meals for 125 families. It was over 400 individuals within those families. That is about feeding hungry people, but it's also about making memories and building that strong family core and those moments together. And so I think if I could just like package that and send it to every single person who supports us, because for us, that's the beautiful thing this season is we see this generosity pour in, and then we see this amazing group of volunteers. I mean, when I left today, there were food rescue volunteers, and there was an extra group of volunteers in packing the holiday food boxes, and there were gift receivers in taking in adopt-a-family gifts, and the store folks were helping with some clothing vouchers, and all those things that happen inside those walls, and then you watch people walk out with the weight of the world off of their shoulders. And we get to see that happen. But it only happens because this community supports us. It's really a beautiful thing.
It is. Well, it's a beautiful time of year, and we're so grateful for you to share all this that's going on. Again, if people would like to learn more about Hastings Family Service, how would you suggest they reach out to you?
You know, everything starts with a phone call at 651-437-7134. And we just want to say thank you for everything this holiday season. And we wish you happy holidays as well.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.